Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There's a swing and a drive, hammered high and deep, left center field. Back Rodriguez looking up, and this ball is gone into the center field seats. Two-run homer story, and the Red Sox have cut the lead in half.
Trevor drives one to left field, way back and way gone. Story, two for two, two-run homers.
So there's a drive to left field, way back. A three-home run game for Trevor Story. Can you believe it?
All right, so as you heard there, Red Sox took the victory over the Mariners last night, 6-12. They got three home runs from second baseman Trevor Story, four hits, seven RBIs, and a stolen base. So I got to bring this up because we were sitting here just, I think, 2 weeks ago, reading from my buddies in the local papers,
and
in the
Herald, and
the Globe.
You were defending them.
Saying, hey, is it time to start looking at Trevor Story and comparing him to the one Carl Crawford with this monster deal and absolutely having the lights of Fenway be way too bright for him in these moments? And Lou told us to shut up, slow our roll. So now, Lou, because I think that my friends maybe jumped the gun a little bit, you know, looking for subjects. You know how journalists
desperate
do.
Desperate as they are.
And so I'm going to cede the floor to you so that you can take your little victory lap here.
No, well, we don't do victory laps.
I do victory laps.
So I find it funny because, like, you know, the response is a lot of people that just for some reason, like, want to hate this guy. You want to take it out on him because there's a chance that he could be replacing Xander Bogaerts, right? So you want to take it out on somebody, take it out on Bloom. This dude just showed up. So you say after one night, it's a small sample size. It's like, no, actually the last nine games, he's been actually raking. Even before last night's game, he was second on the team in RBIs. You know, so he's knocking guys in. But it's like this small sample. Meanwhile, the guy had 3,000 at-bats in his career, and we're judging him after 40 here in Boston.
Yeah, because
right?
Like, he has to do it here.
Yeah, 40, 50 at-bats in Boston, 60 at-bats in Boston, and it's like, it ain't going to work. Why can't Bloom find someone that knows how to play here? He can't play here. It's like, you have no idea who this guy is. This is a good baseball player. That's who he is. Last night was fantastic. You don't have those all the time. But it was huge. Huge for him to be able to just sort of, and he talked about it with Bradford. And I've talked about this, right? Like changing teams and organizations. He's like, it was so different. Grocery stores, I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what I'm doing. And he's starting to finally settle in. What'd we say? Give it a month, month and a half? All right, you're mid-May. The last nine games, he's been raking. He's kind of what you thought you were going to get from him.
Yeah, and then one of the things that just, obviously the defensive versatility is definitely, you know, on point. Even though that Nick Pivetta game where he, threw a complete game, I actually thought that Trevor Story was going to screw it up as he was trying to bobble the ball and throw it to first. But whatever, yeah. Let's not forget about that. I was like, oh, please don't bobble this ball and screw this up, but he did it. Yeah, and I told you guys since day one, okay, back to my boots on the ground people back in Colorado, yep. Said he was a slow starter. Compound that, like, this is when he was in Colorado. Now compound that with, you know, new team, late start, late signing, new baby, blah blah blah, get sick, blah blah blah, hockey talk, that whole thing. So you need to I actually when you look at him now, you sit there and you can easily kind of understand, you know, the value in him. Like, just forget about it. Like, the dude's stealing third. Like, the fact that
five stolen bases.
He's got the most on the team.
Yeah, nobody else.
He's got the most on the team. He's got the most walks. He's got the most RBI. He also has the most strikeouts, but fine, whatever. You know, that's when he was figuring everything out. So, and you have 124 games left.
Yeah.
How about that? You have 124 games left. and you're playing, and I would say by the time what they,
how many home games? Just curious.
How many home games?
43 during a week. Not that I'm keeping track.
The Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, by the way.
Yes, that's where we are every single game.
This is what baseball does to you. Since the season is so unbelievably long, you go through these just, you know, trips and just, you know, journeys like inside a week, really, where suddenly there's hope. Suddenly you say, wow, okay, now this is what it looks like when everybody's hitting. Like JD had 4 hits last night. JD is unbelievable. Devers is unbelievable. Xander is Xander. Like, JBJ got a hit yesterday.
That's not very nice to Xander. Well, these other guys are unbelievable.
Well, I mean, he's
and
consistent.
Xander is Xander.
I had to change it up.
Story entered the game batting 205 with 16 RBIs. By the end of the night, he was at 230, and his number of homers had more than doubled.
Well, we said it before. It's still about the offense. You know, I don't know. They've got time to get out of this. And when you think about it, like, their way they've started in April, they can't have another August like they did last year. Maybe that's their August, right? And it's just sort of consistent the rest of the way. But it's about swinging the bats. And we said before, it's about the other three. You know, Story's getting hot now. Verdugo gets 3 hits, it scores 4 runs. Kike had a nice little week. It's the other three. Like, you know the big three are going to be there. You can't have 3 guys swinging and 6 guys suck, which is what happened for 5 weeks.
Well, see,
you need 6 guys swinging it and 3 guys suck. Preferably nobody sucks, but you know what I mean.
That is like, so when we used to talk to Bill, you know, we talked about like injuries, like having, you know, multiple injuries at different positions you can deal with. You can handle it. Having multiple positions at one position, now you're screwed. So to compare it to, Christian. Thank you, Bill. So to compare it to what we saw in the short period of time that the Red Sox were struggling, they weren't hitting. None of them were hitting. Like, it was like they couldn't, like, your 7-8-9 was horrific.
Wasn't 1-5-6, you know what I mean? Just 3 guys were. And it's all about the offense. The other day, we were praising Nick Pivetta for the complete game. It had more to do with the offense than it did to do with Nick Pivetta. Because, you know, Nick Pivetta was fantastic. But let me tell you, in April, let's just imagine Nick Pivetta's throwing at perfect. I mean, absolute gem, low pitch count. It's the 7th inning. The Sox are up 2-1. You think he finishes that game up 2-1?
No.
Not a chance in hell.
Thanks,
you know, not a chance. Like, we're going to the pocket. We're going to Schreiber. We're going to Strom. It's too close of a game. The only reason why Nick Pivetta had the chance to throw 9 innings was because it was 5-1, not 2-1 or 1-1. And last night, 4-0 in the first. The only reason why you won that game is because you put up 2 right afterwards, in my opinion. Because right afterwards, in that second inning, you put up 2 to make it 4-2. Because if it was 4-0, you think Hauk was coming in? Smoked. But because you put up 2 to make it 4-2, Cora went to Hauk. I don't think he was going to go to Hauk down 4-0. Why am I going to waste Hauk in a 4-0 game? But you answered. You got to answer with the offense. It allowed Pivetta to go 9. It allowed Hauk to come into this game. You got to swing the bats, have been lately.
It still got pretty hairy, though. No, I'm just saying.
Well, you're down 4-0. You hope it gets
still
hairy.
I'm talking about the 7th and the 8th.
Well, Brazier's gone.
You know, you're sitting there going, holy crap, are they really going to cough this up? And thank God Story decided he was going to give you one more home run.
I ain't done.
Yeah, just not today.
I didn't hear no bell.
So let's talk about Brazier. This is from Chris Cotillo. The Red Sox have option reliever Ryan Brazier to AAA Worcester, according to a report from Julian McWilliams of the Boston Globe. The move will open a roster spot for starter Michael Wacha, who will be activated off the 15-day injured list and start Friday. That's today against Seattle. Are you ready to say goodbye to Frazier forever?
I know opposing hitters are upset about it, but I am. He's statistically like one of the worst pitchers in all of baseball. He had like a 1-week run. I think he was done. I think they were releasing him, and he went up to Toronto and hit like 96 and looked good for about a week. I think that saved his job. But now that's it. We hit midnight. This guy can't get anybody out. Hasn't been able to get anybody out. And there's no financial restrictions like you have with Barnes, quite frankly. So Brazier, there's really no reason to have him on this team. You don't want to see him come in. So he's gone. Perfect. Bring in Walker. Okay, now we're starting to eliminate. We're a month and a half into it. We're starting to eliminate some guys. Barnes is the guy out there. I personally think it's worth sort of burying him in that bullpen, trying to get him some confidence innings, because he's worth it. That upside is worth it. I wouldn't put him in 1-1 games. I don't want to see him in the 10th, But I want to see him get some confidence innings and maybe some blowouts one way or the other to see if he can find it.
So what you're saying, if I'm hearing you correct, you can co-sign on me with this one, Mago, because I feel like we got rid of this word yesterday, but you seem like you're finding a structure, some sort of structure that they can build around. Yeah, it looks like the structure's coming together.
Is it close to the structure that we've heard that they're trying to build?
Yes. This is the structure that we've all been hearing about.
But I'm just saying,
about.
You feel like... You've got guys out there, basically Schreiber, Strom, and Robles.
I love how seriously Lou is taking
You know what I mean? So, yeah, you are, though. I think you are. Because you're starting to identify kind of some roles here a little bit. And, you know, a month and a half is when you do it. You know, you don't do it the second week of April. In April, everyone's like, get rid of him. Yeah, it's like, well, okay, he's three games away from being lights out and the best reliever you got. Right? So... You're at the point now where you start running, identifying roles and running with it. You got to start winning these games, and they are, which is nice.
And if they continue to win, are the Red Sox going to be buyers or sellers at the deadline? Because I guess one scout told John Heyman that they'll be sellers because of the bullpen. How do you feel about that, Lou?
I hate Heyman's in the New York Post. I feel like now he's a troll for the Red Sox. Like, he's writing articles about, you know, Xander Bogaerts. He's talking about buddies of Xander. And now, like, he tweeted out, like, the Red Sox may be forced to trade at the deadline.
John Heyman tweeted this out.
Yeah, to sell at the deadline. So I read his entire freaking article. And the very last line, one reason one scout sees the Red Sox selling, quote, there isn't time to fix the pen, unquote. And his article ends. That's it. And yet he had to put in his tweet, the Red Sox will be forced to be sellers. And I'll tell you why. From one scout, there isn't time to fix the pen? Yeah, there is. It's called offense. Just, you know what? Those 3-2 games in the eighth, turn them into 6-2 games in the eighth. That's how you fix your bullpen until you sort of figure some things out. It's a stupid comment.
Does it make a difference to you if two scouts say it and they're standing next to each other?
They can just go.
No. One scout says it. The other scout nods his head.
Yeah. Is that two sources?
No, that's a two for one.
I think that's two sources. At the Herald, that's two sources.
Your editor would probably say run with it.
Lou, to your point about John Heyman being a Red Sox troll, he wrote the article about, well, the Aaron Judge negotiations not going well, but look at Boston. They're not doing well with Rafael Devers and Xander Bogaerts.
Have you noticed a theme with this guy now that he's with the Post?
He ties in the Yankees and Red Sox with every column or takes a shot at Boston whenever he can.
He's buying into this rivalry. I mean, Heyman right now on the in the New York Post is like just about trolling and mentioning the Red Sox. He's like freaking Carrabas, like trolling the Yankees, like every opportunity you can.
Now, John Heyman isn't an Odyssey Major League Baseball insider. We can invite him on the show.
I want to ask him, why did you turn into a Sox
into the
troll?
Studio? Invite him into the studio.
To the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios? Yeah.
The Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios.
Isn't he contractually obligated to do at least four of these at the Clubhouse Studio?
Yeah, I think if we ask, he actually has to do it.
Would he park?
He can hop on my bike. I'll give him a ride.
He can park at the Prudential Center with Christian.
I rode here on my bike.
Christian brought his bike.
Yes, I did.
We're parking at the Prudential Center for all these shows. Yeah. So it's a beautiful parking garage. It's a great spot to park for a game.
But it's a nice scenic walk.
You know, 5 days a week, you know, all summer long, you know, it might be a little bit much. So you brought your bike, but it's still a beautiful spot.
Yeah.
It's a really nice spot. You should go there for 20 bucks for a game.
I wanted to have a country, like, I feel like I'm like a country mouse in the city.
Yeah.
You know, so I wanted to go exploring. So I got my backpack.
I've never heard that saying.
I actually got lost. I did. I got lost. And then I tried to do the whole MapQuest thing. And
listen,
Mego doesn't like me using that MapQuest thing because she doesn't know what MapQuest is.
Hey, I'd show you how to get here, but I didn't park out there.
I know.
I took the train.
I parked right here.
I know.
Take the T.
You're going to regret parking here. I'm telling you, you're going to regret it. Just mark my words.
Best rule in the world. If you played here, you can park here. And I was like, thank you. So I'm just parked right outside this building.
All I know is that the Prudential, I have more options to park. Yes. I have easy in, easy out.
And great restaurant right options.
There. I can, once I walk back to my car, I can sit there and grab a bite to eat as the traffic leaves. And I tell you what, it's affordable.
Get back to your last call.
I flew my bike out.
Before he never played for the Red Sox, but he did broadcast a Red Sox spring training game on the official Shaw's and Star Market WEI Red Sox Network.
That's not the rules, though. The rules.
He's a part of the family,
One time I came here years ago and they let me park here.
It's not the rules. The rules are the rules.
The guy
Them's
let me park
rules,
here.
Kid.
You want me to drive you to your car after the show?
I got my bike. I'm good. I'm going exploring.
So, mostly good news out of Fenway today.
My bike gets stolen.
In the Ford Fenway studio.
It's still there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.